But I am. I'm trying to embrace 2K17 and all of the masturbatory positivities that come along with that. I am. Like, I just bought myself one of these fleshlights. This fella, dead center, knows exactly what that is. Good for you. Dude, I remember when I was... How old are you, dude?
26.
26, exactly. When I was, like, we have that 5-year gap or 7-year gap, whatever. I can't do math this quickly. But when I was a kid, I used to build my own pocket pussies out of soccer socks, a trash bag, and my sister's foot cream. It wasn't off of her foot. Like, that was... It's still in the bottle. But now they come pre-made. It's amazing. If you guys don't know what a fleshlight is, it's a pocket pussy that's in the shape of a fleshlight. Got real quiet in here. It's just what it is. I didn't invent it. What sucks is it doesn't have that dual function. It'd be so much better. I'm a shameful Irish Catholic masturbator. I do it in the dark corners of my home. If I could be doing it and I hear a floorboard creak and then go, "Who goes there?" That'd be perfect. Be even better if it was a black light. Catch those rogue loads we sometimes shoot. Comb the entire room, just... Oh, it's all over my cat. It's funny, a lot of the women withdrew their support of the show right when I started talking about this. Because you guys have forgotten that you've had access to dildos and vibrators forever. Well, guess what? It's our goddamn turn. We got next. You were all totally fine. Recently during a show, this one woman sitting right in the front row got so pissed off that this item existed and that I was talking about it. She stood up, interrupted the whole show, interrupted the bit, and was like, "Oh, what? So you don't like real pussy? You wouldn't prefer real pussy? You don't like real pussy?" And I'm like, "No, because sometimes it comes attached to a voice like that." Guys, thank you so much for coming out. Really appreciate it. Thank you.